Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Basil Free. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on April 25th, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. Former Northwestern football players won a motion Tuesday in their lawsuit against the university to consolidate with former coach Pat Fitzgerald's lawsuit for discovery purposes. Attorneys representing the players said that the goal of the motion was to avoid parties seeking the same information from sources and witnesses in separate court cases. Evanston's upcoming annual Bach Week Festival is celebrating its final season, marking an end to 50 years of highlighting the musical works of celebrated German composer Johann Sebastian Bach. The festival, which debuted in 1974 at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Evanston, has been directed by organist, choirmaster, and conductor Richard Webster since its second year. Chicago's famous sidewalk landmark, known by many as the Rat Hole, was removed yesterday after city officials determined the section bearing the imprint of the animal was damaged and needed to be replaced. The hole has long been a notable feature of Chicago's Northside neighborhood of Roscoe Village for years, but had recently received calls for its removal from residents over its increasing viral popularity. An Oklahoma man faces up to 12 years in prison on Caribbean island Turks and Caicos after customs officials found ammunition in his luggage. The man, Ryan Watson, traveled to the island with his wife, Valerie, to celebrate his 40th birthday on April 7th, when airport staff found a zip-closed bag containing bullets in the couple's carry-on luggage. Australian police arrested seven teenagers accused of following a violent extremist ideology in raids across Sydney yesterday, as a judge extended a ban on social media platform X sharing video of a knife attack on a bishop that started the criminal investigation. The seven, aged 15 to 17, were part of a network that included a 16-year-old boy accused of stabbing a bishop in a Sydney church on April 15th, police said. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Basil Free. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to check out our next newscast, Friday at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.